But I just wanted to take the time to present a little bit of my research that I've been working on this summer. This was a field trial where I was looking at some reniform resistant in cotton. I'm not going to go in much detail about the reniform nematode. I will just say that this is a very economical pest to our cotton crops and considered one of the most damaging to our cotton crops grown in Alabama. In 2004, or looking at some of the previous research that's been done with resistance at Auburn. In 2004, Ursary et al. Reported that out of 52 commercial cultivars that he screened for resistance, none of them had any significant levels to reniform. Also in 2007, Dr. Lawrence and Dr. Weaver collaborated on a project where they screened 1,973 USDA accessions. And none of these had any significant levels of resistance to the reniform. And then currently, or presently, we're working with Dr. Weaver's breeding project, where we're using the Lonran and Barberin source of resistance. The Lonran source of resistance is the primary focus of my research project. And just to give a little background on that, it was Lonran 1 and Lonran 2 was released in 2007 for cotton breeders to use as a source of resistance in their breeding efforts. And the Lonran was developed by integration from the wild type cotton Gossypium longicalyx into our upland cotton Gossypium hirsutum. The breeding lines or genotypes that I'm working with in my project, they come from the Lonran 1 germplasm line crossed with the FiberMax 966. And this is, we received these from Dr. Weaver's breeding program. They're shown to be highly resistant to previous screenings to the reniform nematode and have a reproductive factor of less than 1. Also have shown to have a desirable cotton quality, especially in fiber strength. But the problem that we've noticed with these breeding lines is when we introduced them to a field that had high levels of reniform populations, we saw severe stunning, as you can see in this picture here, of the Lonran breeding lines. But when we put them in at the same location, same soil type, just there's no reniform present in this field, you can see you get a much more uniform stand and none of that stunning occurs. Just notice that there is an intolerant response within this Lonran-derived breeding lines to the reniform nematode. So the hypothesis of my project was just to enable the Lonran breeding lines that we have so they can withstand what we think was a high sensitive reaction or the intolerant response to the reniform by adding different levels of nematicides. The objectives, I had 3 objectives. I wanted to, number one, to evaluate reniform populations in the early season in response to the nematicides applied at planting. And then number 2, wanted to evaluate the objectives that applying nematicides would have on the early season stunning we were seeing. And number 3, we just wanted to evaluate the yield performance, see if we can increase the yields as influenced by the nematicides. The experimental design I used was 8x4 factorial, where I had 8 total genotype injuries. I selected 5 of our Lonran-derived genotypes, and then I used this new source of resistance from the Barberin source, the Barberin germplasm line. I had a susceptible check in Delta Pine 393 commercial cultivar, and also a susceptible Lonran-derived check as well. Used 4 different levels of nematicides. I arranged these 8 genotypes in 4 row plots, and then went in and treated each row individually, where I had 4 different levels of nematicides. I had the untreated control, and then I used the seed treatments, thiodol, carbon, abamectin. I combined both the Ares and Evicta as a seed treatment. Then I used the 5-pound rate of Timic applied at planting. I also had the seed treatment and Timic combined. This was conducted in field trials at our Tennessee Valley Research and Experiment Center. This is where we do a lot of reniform testing and have a very high population of reniform. And I had 5 replications, and then I've repeated the trial 2 times in 2 different locations of the field. So getting into the results, you can see at 36 days after planting, this is the reniform population per 150 cubic centimeters of soil on the y-axis. And the genotypes are located, arranged on the x-axis, with the 5 laundering lines or breeding lines being coming first. There's our barbering source resistant, and then our 2 susceptible checks on the end. We did see, compared to our control, a suppression of nematode populations when we applied the nematicides at planting. And we had statistical differences where we applied the timic, whether that was combined with the seed treatment or timic alone. So looking at harvest populations on into later in the growing season or at harvest, this is just comparing our resistant lines to our susceptible lines. You can see all of our resistant lines supported fewer populations at harvest than our susceptible check. We had one of our lawn rent sources of resistance, B103, performing high or reducing populations much more by harvest, or supporting populations much more by harvest. And the new source of resistance, the barbarin germplasm line, also had much lower populations than our susceptible checks. So looking at the reduced stunning, we were able to reduce the stunning in our lawn rend lines. And yes, we did see, looking at plant heights of 45 days after planting, we did see almost a stair-step effect from our nematicides, indicating that we were able to reduce the amount of stunning. And we saw statistical differences where we applied the timic, at, either timic alone or combined with the seed treatment. So we were able to reduce the stunning in the early season of our lawn rend lines. This is just a phenotypic plot showing you the what we were actually observing in the field. You can see that our control is severely stunted. We got just a little bit of an increase in our seed treatment, but we saw those significant increases where we applied the seed treatment plus timic or timic alone. This is in that the B103 line, which was performing highly resistant. And then this is another one of the lawn rend derived lines, B219, and there again you can see our control severely stunted, and then compared to our nematicide treatments, we've seen those significant increases where we had the timic applied. Going into our mid-season, we'll go back and look at if we could still see some effects from our nematicides. So at 79 days after planting, went back and looked at the plant heights or the plant height ratings again. We didn't see any statistical differences at 79 days after planting, but we did see some increases across all of our nematicides. And here we noticed that, here we noticed that our barbarin line, our barbarin germplasm, was really performing well, and there was no intolerant response to the reniform nematode in this line. This is going back late season, I think this was 100 days after planting. I just want to put this picture in here to show how well the barbarin line was performing. You can see there's kind of a uniform response across the nematicide treatments, indicating that that there was no stunning occurring or no intolerant response in this barbarin line. So were we able to increase our seed cotton yields when we applied our nematicides? And we did see increases in our seed cotton yields in across our nematicide treatments, but where we had the timic, whether it was timic alone or timic with the seed treatment, we saw significant increases in seed cotton yield. This is just another picture when I was up right before harvest, just to show you those significant increases that we saw from our timic treatments. This is in that our laundering line B103. And here again, this is another picture just comparing our treatments, where you can see those significant increases where we had the timic applied. So in conclusion, were we able to reduce reniform pressure at planting by applying the nematicides? We were. We did see a reduction, especially where we had the timic applied. Looking at our our resistant entries compared to susceptible entries at planting. We did see that they did support lower populations at harvest than our susceptible commercial cultivar Delta 393. And looking at objective two, were we able to reduce the amount of early season stunting? And there again, where we had the out-of-guard pretending applied, we saw significant increases in our plant heights. And then we were able to increase our seed cotton yields when we applied nematicides to our line red lines. So just looking at summarizing everything, we learned from this trial this year and our field trial that applying nematicides did provide some protection to our line red derived genotypes, and we saw significant increases or significant protection where we applied out-of-carb, which indicated that we need a much more influential nematicide. There's a lot of market uncertainty right now surrounding the out-of-carb. Will we have a generic product? I'm not sure, but regardless, the study showed that we need some more influential nematicide applied if we want to use the laundering lines. Looking at or moving forward, the germplasm, a barbarin germplasm line seems to be something to focus on. We saw no intolerant response to the reniform when we put this line where there was high levels of reniform, and so this may be a good alternative source to the reniform resistance. With that, I'd just like to thank my major professor, Dr. Kathy Lawrence, for her time that she has spent with me on this project, all my committee members, my lab colleagues that really helped out when we go to the field this summer and it was really hot, and I'd just like to thank those. To Dr. Weaver's group for supplying their efforts for the breeding side of it, and also for their organization and the lines that we received from them. To our Tennessee Valley Research and Experimental crew for their work on their field trial and dedication and keep us a really good area to work in. And then to Cotton Incorporated and the Alabama Cotton Commission for the funding and support of this project. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Cotton grower, if you tell me that line rent is resistant, and I look at that and see how it responds to a nematicide, if you don't use a nematicide, why should I believe it's resistant? Doesn't look very resistant to a cotton.
Well, I think when you're talking about resistance, you can look at what it's doing to the reniform population levels, but it is intolerant. So I think it will not perform well under high levels. The response to the reniform, you cannot see normal performance, or it does affect them in the plant growth.
For the grower, you see resistant because you don't build up
nematode
populations, but there's a reaction.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
It was proposed that the actual intolerance was due to infection by fungi that were somehow that reaction curve is reniform. Did you at all consider using a combination of fungicides and nematicides?
We did. I didn't have this in presentation, but we did use a treatment of fungicides applied as a seed treatment, kind of a base treatment over all of our entries. Mine's blank. My mind's blank on it. I know it was. Right. I know it was Baytan Vortex and Allegiance, that's right.
Very temporary thing. I guess what I would suggest is maybe an in-furrow fungicide that maybe granular or something that's going to hang around and cover a little more area would be interesting.
Well, we are the blue off that giant with the
Yes.
When you have germplasm differs that much in terms of plant growth, and I'm not a nematologist. Wouldn't it be better to figure population based on root biomass? Because if you grow them poorly, you know, you on per soil volume, you may have low numbers, but per gram of root biomass, they may not be that depressed.
Yeah, that would be something. I'm assuming you mean like take a egg population from root masses.
Well, yeah, because you have something how much root biomass would be there or something, or adjust it based. Because there are huge differences in the amount of plant growth.
That's true. Yeah, I have done that in the greenhouse and seen the same, pretty much the same results from that as well. And when looking at, and that's really where the resistant levels of these lines pop out at you when you actually look at the root mass you've done, or the root mass that I've looked at, is you can really see it. So yes, I have looked at that in the greenhouse situation.
Thank you much.
Mm-hmm.